father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yeah, Jimmy. I don't get enough classic rock on this show. You know who this is, Solana?
This is, this is Led Zeppelin.
We'll drive you crazy.
AC/DC, right?
Nope.
AC/DC.
It is not.
This is AC/DC.
It is not. Crank it up, Jimmy. You drive us wild. We'll drive you crazy.
Oh, Green Day.
Sing along, Solana. I wanna rock and roll all night. Come on, you worked with Big O. You don't know who this is?
AC/DC.
I already told you it wasn't AC/DC.
This is my song on Rock Band.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is Kiss.
Hmm.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And we love ourselves some Funky Buddha. So Funky Buddha's Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival is January 31st. It's a Wild West showdown with 50 plus beers, live music. It is no cover, all day event, family friendly. Mark your calendar. Saturday, January 31st, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival. Looking at their Instagram right now just to see what's going on. Oh, tonight they do Magic the Gathering. That's at 6:30 tonight.
We should go. We should just show up to that.
But what would we do? We don't know anything about it.
Mess it up? I don't know. I mean, figure it out.
Oh, wait a second. It says the tap room will be closing early today at 8 p.m. for training. So if you're going to Funky Buddha tonight, you have 2 hours and 57 minutes, and then they're closing the doors on your ass.
What are they training for?
I don't know. Marathon?
Hmm. Ryan can't be.
No, not that guy. Doesn't have the wind. Anyway, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And you started out with a little Kiss there. I'm good with that, Jimmy.
If Big O was listening to that open,
he's insulted by you.
Literally would.
AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, and what else did you guess? Green Day?
Green Day.
Yeah.
Sounded like Green Day to me.
Embarrassing. Yeah. Let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
I want to get to one thing that we haven't brought up yet today,
okay,
but there is an update on John Harbaugh.
All right.
From Mike Garofolo, the Giants meeting with John Harbaugh today included Jackson Dart.
Interesting. I wonder if that's by request of John Harbaugh.
My guess is, what's the Giants general manager? Jim Shane.
Yeah, Phil Shane. Joe Shane.
Not Phil Shane.
Soccer broadcaster. Joe Shane.
My guess is, hey, clearly quarterback is going to influence Harbaugh's decision here.
And we think we've got a good guy. We want
the
you
best
to
guy
him.
Available. Yeah. Yeah. The hottest guy available. We would all pick Cam Moore, but I think most people would go with Jackson Dart.
Well, he had a better season.
Let me bring him in. Tall, imposing, solid hair.
Oh, good head hair.
Yeah.
Lettuce. Yeah. Salad.
You know Harbaugh likes a salad. And then this from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. The expectation is that John Harbaugh meets with the Falcons and Titans over the next few days, then regroups.
I mean, what if he doesn't even take a meeting with the Dolphins? That would be embarrassing. That's a slap in the face.
A slap in the face? Why?
If the hottest coaching candidate is available and he won't even interview with your team?
Yeah, well, you know, there's 9 other teams that he can interview with. And there are 8 other teams he can interview with, Hawk. And if he doesn't feel like you're an actual team that he's going to consider,
throw me a bone. Throw me a bone, Harbaugh.
You know, I found it funny that everybody's talking about, oh, well, Stephen Ross has this connection with his brother. And I realize that he has a connection with his brother, but he didn't hire his brother.
True.
And the one time he tried to hire him, he couldn't hire him, and then he had to pay another guy more money because he couldn't hire him.
Bit him in the ass.
And then, on top of that, my brother has a lot of friends that I don't know.
Right.
So who cares if he knows his brother? I don't know. I'm not saying that there's no connection there. I just found it funny that people are like, oh, Harbaugh's available. Well, Stephen Ross knows his brother. I'm like, okay.
Fair point.
Yeah. Anyways. That's your update. And regarding Dante Moore, who's staying at Oregon, for the next head coach and for JES, John Eric Sullivan, maybe this year, Hawk, let me frame it for you this way.
Okay.
This year, you take the bridge quarterback, whoever it is. All maybe right. That's Quinn Ewers.
Maybe.
Maybe you said Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
Maybe Tua.
Maybe it's Tua. One more year. Until next year, there's a lot less dead cap. The QB class for next year, for 2027, so not the guys coming out in this upcoming draft, but the following draft.
Mm-hmm.
If the Dolphins reset, they lose more games, then they win, kind of like the Saints did this year, and they commit to it. They commit to it. Arch Manning, Dante Moore, Sam Levitt.
Arch Manning does nothing for
Lenore Sellers, he doesn't do anything for you now, but okay. Neither did Fernando Mendoza a year ago. Hawk, Fernando Mendoza leaving Cal last year was just a guy.
Yes.
Literally, he's just a guy.
No.
And he got lucky, landed in the right situation. Now he's going to be the number one overall pick. I'm just saying, there's a lot of names. Brandon Sorsby. There's a lot of names of guys next year. Maybe that's the play if you're the Dolphins.
All right.
You don't sound as enthused as me, but I think that's the play.
Well, I'm a little perturbed that Harbaugh's not even going to give us an interview. I made that up. I don't know if that's fact, but I start start talking about it.
It feels that way.
David Fiorunas tweeted that the Dolphins have 3 completed head coach interviews in the can: Clint Kubiak, Kevin Stefanski, and Jeff Hafley.
Great. We're back. Stephen Ross has to be fuming at the idea that if how we feel is correct, Harbaugh won't even give him the interview. This is a multi-billionaire, gets whatever he wants.
Well, that's why I think he'll end up getting an interview.
A combo?
I mean, he's got to call Jim and say, listen, your brother's embarrassing me. give him a little lean. Lean on him.
He's going to call Jim.
He's got to call Jim.
He's going to pull rank.
To say, your brother's embarrassing me. Get him in line. I pull all funding from Michigan.
That might do it. Who's the older brother? Do we know? Jim or John?
It's one of the two.
I still don't know which one's available right now. Have you noticed that I keep saying I only say Harbaugh.
Harbaugh.
I don't know if it's Jim. I don't know if it's John. I have no idea.
All right.
In other news, Giannis Antetokounmpo yesterday, Hawk. We haven't even discussed this. Giannis Antetokounmpo is down 30. at home to the Timberwolves, who are without Anthony Edwards in the game. They're down 30 in the third quarter.
About 30, man.
The home team in Milwaukee, the home fans, are booing the home team.
Rightfully so, by the way.
They're down 30. Giannis hits a bucket, down 30.
Still down 30. This wasn't a comeback bucket.
Down 30 in the third quarter. They got blown out, by the way. Hits a bucket and one, falls to the ground. Hits the double down thumbs to the home fans and yells back at them, boo!
Funny
boo!
As hell. I loved it. I love Giannis. He's one of my favorite athletes of all time. I love the fact that he booed the audience because they were booing him. I loved it.
He's sick of them, though, and they're sick of him.
I love the way that it was very cartoon-like, though. It wasn't an angry boo. It was like, it was a happy boo! Boo!
Like a wrestling character.
Yes!
Almost. That's his, I loved that's his it. Thing. But apparently he does this. This is something he does to opposing fan bases. I wasn't aware, but I heard the...
He boos them?
He does that, whatever it is, his wrestling move. He does that to opposing fan bases. I mean, we're watching a divorce.
Probably.
Play out in real time.
John Harbaugh is 15 months older than Jim.
Which one's that?
John.
Yeah, I mean, what annoys me about Giannis is that he goes to the locker room, they ask him about it, and he's like, oh, yeah, no big deal.
He's just having fun. He likes to have fun. Remember he got in that fight with someone earlier this season? He thinks he's having fun. He's always having fun.
He's phony, though.
No.
He's phony.
No,
he's
not
so
at all.
He's so phony.
No. He is so genuine.
He's like, I strive off adversity no matter where I'm at, on the court, at dinner. I'm like, what?
I love him.
You strive off adversity at dinner? What adversity? Your steak was overcooked? He's just phony.
No, not at all.
Behind the scenes, his agent is making a stink. Behind the scenes, his agent is telling the Bucks to trade him. And then he gets asked publicly, oh, I would never ask out. This is my home.
You want Giannis to say, yeah, I want out of here?
That's not what I'm saying. I want Giannis.
You crushed Jimmy Butler for doing that. But now you're going to say Giannis should do that or he's phony?
No, Giannis should stop telling his agent to try to get him out of Milwaukee if he publicly
is telling everybody. You have no idea.
Oh, so who's telling all the reporters?
That's an agent's job to get more money or get more help for your client. You think an agent's job is to go in there and go, hey, by the way, you guys are doing everything perfectly. We love where we're situated in the standings, and keep up the good work.
Totally different situation than Jimmy Butler making a stink in Miami and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis has won a title, and Giannis has the extension. They gave him the money. He's upset because he doesn't have a good roster around him, which I understand.
Which he should be.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, but make a decision at some point. Good over there, Jimmy?
Why? What's going on with Jimmy?
I don't know. The camera fell.
No, the camera fell.
Oh, Jimmy, you all right?
I'm okay.
All right.
Your couple local news. Couple local notes. The Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team has won.
Couple local news.
Local notes.
This is my cup of local news, like a cup of noodles.
The Miami Hurricanes have won 10 consecutive games. They beat Notre Dame yesterday.
Are we talking football?
Men's basketball.
Oh. Because I remembered something else.
Yeah. They've won 10 consecutive games. They beat Notre Dame yesterday. And as Hawk mentioned earlier, Tuesday, following the national title game, will be Coach L night at the Watsco Center.
That's right. We're going.
Miami hosting FSU.
We're going.
Are we going to be on the wood?
We better be on the wood.
You think Coach L is going to put us on the wood? He's got tickets on the wood every game.
Jimmy, what do you think? On the wood?
On the wood.
All right. Jimmy, you bringing your wood?
Let's not go there.
All right. I'm okay with that.
The Miami Heat, they beat the Phoenix Suns yesterday. That ends a three-game losing skid. Big game from Bam, big game from Tyler, big game from Norm.
Right.
They're back at it tomorrow against Boston, who is strictly playing white players. when half their roster's out, they're like,
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah. We're playing five white guys. We're like Pat Riley's Kentucky team. they play Boston tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. And if you turn on SportsCenter right now, all the NBA news, other than Giannis booing his home fans, is that John Morant wants out. John Morant is not going to play in Germany.
When he's not playing?
The Grizzlies are playing the Orlando Magic, and you see they have the Wagner brothers.
He had a little kerfuffle today at practice. You see that?
Well, we don't know what was being said, but yeah, right. There was some sort of exchange between him and a teammate.
I'm a lip reader.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
What was he saying?
Well, I can't tell you now.
Jimmy's a lip reader, too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay. There are reports that suggest the Miami Heat would like to potentially trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Several outlets are reporting that.
Giannis or Ja?
Ja Morant. We know the Heat want Giannis. Okay. Everybody wants Giannis. Ja Morant. There are several different people. I saw Chris B. Haynes reported that. There was another report in Yahoo Sports this morning regarding the Miami Heat and potentially trading for Ja Morant. And then there's conflicting reports in terms of what it would take to get Ja Morant. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right.
All right, Hawk. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is cold, very cold. It will be on Friday. Right now, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 50s, low 60s. That is your weather.
Joe Shad retweeted Jordan Schultz as sources. Former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel scheduled to interview for the Bucks OC job later this week. He recently interviewed for the Lions OC job and the Titans head coaching job, getting a bunch of looks and navigating his options, expecting Philly to get involved as well.
Everybody respects Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
Because outside of Miami, everybody talked about Mike McDaniel, offensive genius, offensive guru.
He is a man in demand this coaching carousel
season. People like Mike McDaniel,
yep.
Man.
Yep.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Where they're closing early tonight at 8 o'clock. You have 2 hours and 14 minutes to enjoy Funky Buddha before they close a little bit early tonight for training. But Magic the Gathering, I believe, still starts at 6:30, even though they're closing early at 8 o'clock. Regardless,
Did you play, Jimmy, any LL Cool J today?
I did not.
That's a big miss on his 57th birthday.
Who's that?
What?
Oh, you're talking about the actor.
LL Cool J.
Yeah.
They call him Big L.A.
You know what LL Cool J stands for?
Yeah. His father owns LL Bean.
Yeah, not so much. It's Ladies Love Cool James.
That's good.
James Todd Smith is his name.
You're a big LL Cool J fan.
Loved LL Cool J.
I believe on his birthday, maybe a couple years ago, we played...
All LL music?
All LL music, but like one album specifically, the whole thing.
Love LL. He was the best back in the day. Jason Bateman, 56 years old today.
Great
Dave Grohl, 56 years old today. John Beeson is 40.
Kane's legend.
All right. Big miss not playing LL Cool J.
Dave Grohl, guitarist.
Foo Fighters, I believe.
Foo Fighters? I saw a really funny meme.
I think he was in Nirvana, too, right? I'm looking at Jimmy like he knows.
Jimmy knows things like that. I saw a really funny meme. It was on the anniversary. I mean, this happened years ago. I don't know why I bring it up, but you brought up Nirvana, of a picture of Owen Wilson, the guy from Wedding Crashers.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption said, on this day in whatever, 1994, Kurt Cobain passed away. May he forever rest in peace. And it's a picture of Owen Wilson looking like Kurt Cobain. I just thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, and Nirvana.
Rest in peace.
No, he's alive.
Oh.
Dave Grohl's alive.
Oh, it's his birthday.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain passed away.
Not alive, right. Yeah. Hurricane Hotline is coming up tonight. Joe Zagacki, you know, he was in South Bend last night. And where did he say he has to go this weekend? Auburn? Clemson? Who's UM play?
Is it South Carolina?
Can't remember where he said he was going.
It's an ACC team. Maybe North Carolina.
And then, oh, is it Wake maybe?
Oh, yeah.
They already played Wake.
Oh.
Clemson.
Clemson.
They play Clemson, who's ranked 22nd.
All right.
Saturday.
Good test. And then Joe will be on the call Monday night. Got a big one. But anyway, Hurricane Hotline is coming up tonight. Guys, the new year is here. It started 14 days ago, if you're aware. And improving your health might be one of your big resolutions, but when you're tired and low on energy, not sleeping well, not seeing progress in the gym, staying committed can be tough. Atlantic Men's Clinic can likely help with your New Year's resolution because those symptoms could be signs of low testosterone. Low T causes a lot of problems. And in your early to mid-30s, guys, you start losing about 2 to 3% of your testosterone production every year. So it happens gradually, but then before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you did in your 20s or your 30s. I can attest to it. I'm 56. I was not feeling like 25-year-old Hawk, but I started going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Very glad that I did. Wish I had started going sooner. I suggest if you're feeling a little sluggish lately, a little out of it, schedule a consultation at Atlantic Men's Clinic. You go there, they do your lab work, they have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. They have 7 locations in South Florida, including their newest office in Hollywood. So call Atlantic Men's Clinic today, 877-455-7300. That's 877-455-7300. Or you can visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Had a fun show today. Finesse Mitchell, awesome as we remembered. And had fun with Zach Gelb in the 4 o'clock hour. He was very feisty and always loved talking Dolphins with Chris
Uncensored.
Perkins.
It's like Gelb uncensored.
He's unleashed.
Yeah.
He is no longer bound by the shackles of corporate radio.
This is back-to-back bangers with yesterday's show, today's show. I mean... It's been good.
Could we improve upon it tomorrow? Probably not.
No.
But we'll give it the old college try. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free.
If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.